This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
A Democrat politician is being held without bail after being accused of murdering a journalist that exposed his illegal activities. The Democrat is Clark County Public Administrator Rob Tellis. Police say DNA at the home where Jeff Germain was murdered matched the politician's. On Friday, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un stressed his country will never abandon the nuclear weapon it needs to counter the United States, which he accused of weakening North Korea's defenses and eventually hoping for the collapse of his government. Un went on to lay out conditions where the North would be inclined to use its nuclear weapons. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken made an unannounced visit to Kyiv, Ukraine on Thursday. He announced he's giving away $2.8 billion of your money to Ukraine and other European countries threatened by Russia. The bulk of the money is for weapons and gas-fueled vehicles. In her first public speech to children during World War II, the future Queen Elizabeth II.
My sister Margaret Rose and I feel so much for you. As we know from experience what it means to be away from those we love most of all.
On her 21st birthday in 1947, Princess Elizabeth went on the radio and made a promise to Britain and its Commonwealth nations. She pledged,
I declare before you all that my whole life, whether it be long or short, shall be devoted to your service and to the service of our great imperial family to which we all belong.
The Queen has died. Long live the King. King Charles III. Opening game for the NFL season went to the Buffalo Bills in a dominant win over the Los Angeles Rams Thursday night. Final score was 31-10. We are USA Radio News.
Stress. It never seems to end when you owe money to the IRS. What about the years of unfiled tax returns? Have you tried another tax service and gotten nowhere? Then you need Tax Alliance. Why? Years of being A-plus rated with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints sets them apart. Call 800-624-9275. That's 800-624-9275. Don't wait until the IRS attacks your wages, bank account, your home or pension, and even your Social Security check. Tax Alliance specializes in IRS tax relief programs, including the Fresh Start Initiative, which can finally free yourself from IRS debt. Their tax professionals can file returns, fight the IRS to substantially lower your IRS debt, or possibly even have it forgiven. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call 800-624-9275. That's 800-624-9275.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
Facing an European energy crisis, United Kingdom's brand new Prime Minister Liz Truss ended England's ban on fracking Thursday, opening the door to domestic shale gas production. President Biden continues political stumping in Ohio on Friday for the groundbreaking of a new Intel computer chip facility. Biden will head to the suburban Columbus, Ohio area to talk about the Senate race between Democrat Tim Ryan and Republican J.D. Vance. South Carolina Democrat Crystal Matthews is trying to outvote Republican U.S. Senator Tim Scott, but now she's facing calls from her own party to shut down the campaign. Newly discovered audio files has her making disparaging remarks about South Carolina voters. Well, it's not the Jetsons lifestyle we were all hoping for, but it is a step in that direction.
United Airlines announced that it is investing $15 million in Eve Air Mobility, which makes flying Eve taxis designed for short commutes in urban areas or to get to the airport. The investment comes after United last month put down a $10 million deposit on 100 similar aircraft. The $15 million will cover 200 of Eve's four-seat flying taxis, with the first deliveries arriving in 2026. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
TGIF, my friend. USA Radio News.
Oh, O'Reilly. See the road ahead more clearly with Sylvania Bulbs and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, purchase select Sylvania Bulbs and get a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate, plus receive double O-Rewards points. Replace your bulbs today and see better tonight. Let the professional parts people help you find the bulbs you need. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
That is our mission, and it requires all hands on deck. Thank you for being part of the solution, not adding to the problem. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Just about 6 minutes right now after the top of the hour. John Fleetwood from American Faith joins us now. Hey, John, how are you, buddy?
Hey, Bill. Doing great. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. American Faith has a good story here. I say good, my humble opinion, regarding the Florida School Board rejecting a measure that was recognizing LGBTQ History Month. So I guess Florida will be canceled once again for anything athletic, maybe an all-star game. God only knows what, you know, what they may do to Florida now, right?
Yeah, they're going to get it. So there's this Florida school that's decided against dropping the month of October as LGBTQ History Month in a move that's, you know, it's going to pit them against the LGBTQ community. So the Miami-Dade School Board, they rejected the proposal Wednesday night with a vote of 1-8 against officially recognizing the month. And according to reports, school board members were worried that adopting the proposal would conflict with Florida's Parental Rights in Education Act. But it's just, it's incredible to see what's going on in Florida right now, especially with kind of waves that Ron DeSantis is making. I know you're a big fan of Ron DeSantis and what he's doing over there. Florida's really becoming a state that we should be, honestly, I hope every other state starts modeling themselves after.
Yeah, I mean, on the other hand, you've got, 14, 15 states that wanted to model themselves after California and said that whatever California was going to do environmentally and power and energy-wise, they just, checked their authority at the door. And here we've got rolling, you know, not exactly rolling brownouts, I guess, about the next closest thing to it in California and all these other states that have fallen, you know, into this ridiculous California state policy are realizing, like Virginia, going, what are we doing? We got to get out of this stuff. I mean, this is like, what was it, like Brexit all over again, United States style, is that people are breaking away from these, totalitarian ideas brought to you by the uniparty of, of California. I mean, and as you say, you can look and see what Florida is doing, the success that it's had. This is is what we love about this Democratic Republic, is that we've got 50 experimental laboratories. And you can take from them the things that work and don't. The thing is, as silly is that some of them, with the obvious evidence that there are certain policies that work most effectively, that grow cities, that continue to make them fruitful and profitable and their constituency happy. You've got these blue states that think otherwise. You say, well, those idiots don't know what they're doing. And meanwhile, it is them that are pummeling their people and devastating their communities in these blue-pilled states, right, by comparison?
It's just, it's insane. It's insane because when you look at California, they want to phase, Newsom wants to phase out gas-powered cars by what, like 2035 or something, like some insane, AOC, pie in the sky, this climate change alarmism hoax.
Yeah, 2035, and there's not enough resources to even get them 25% down the road.
Well, Newsom, Bill, you saw Newsom all bundled up, by the way, when he was telling Californians to set their thermostat to 78. You can't put it below 78 during these hot seasons. But they want to go. So the grid's already taxed to where you have to tell Californians during this heat wave, sorry, you guys can't lower your thermostats any lower than 78. Oh, but by the way, we're going to have all electric cars by 2035.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile,
don't drive your electric cars because you got to take one for the team because there's not enough electricity. So people are going to go out there in California and learn the hard way. They're going to go drive their cars and be stranded on the 101. And, AAA can't come and help them. There's not extension cords long enough that'll help them out. And if they go to try to find an electric outlet, they're in Los Angeles. They're all covered up with the homeless tents and, like as if they're an exercise chair in somebody's bedroom, that people never exercise on. They just hang their clothes off of, right?
Well, and Newsom's got this. I mean, it looks tone deaf to me. I don't know about you, but him sitting there in this long sleeve with a hat on, he's all bundled up while he's giving this address, telling other Californians they can't use their air conditioning. He's sitting in an air conditioned room, so it's just totally.
You know that
it looked like another French Laundry incident.
I was gonna say the same thing. It's like, look at when hypocrisy is in your blood like that, you can't get it out. It just spews out, and that's what it does with Gavin Newsom. And so I don't understand how people. Can go along. It's like what's happening in Pennsylvania with Fetterman. I mean, bless his heart. I mean, you feel for him that he had a stroke and that sort of thing. I'm trying to attack him, but I mean, just on policy alone, the fact that he's having a hard time articulating it, that's one thing. But look at it. We've already got somebody who's having trouble, communicating. In our government right now, we don't need to start a new cabal of people who are. Mentally deficient and impaired. We got enough impairment in our government without, putting people who are obviously impaired in positions of authority. Is that fair?
Well, think about the bar. The bar is now Donald Trump, everything the left says about Trump, racist, homophobia, xenophobia, he's Hitler, all this ridiculous stuff that they labeled him with. They said his language, we have to invoke the 25th Amendment. Because of Trump's language. Okay, well, if that's the bar, look at Fetterman. I mean, he literally can't speak. The left gave Trump such a hard time about his speech. Or remember when he was walking down that ramp and he was walking down slow because it was wet out and there was no railing. And they said, these are signs of cognitive decline. Well, now when the shoe's on the other foot, you got Fetterman, who obviously he cannot speak. He can't speak. There is something wrong, and it's horrible and terrible. But you don't take a horrible, terrible situation, make it even more horrible by putting the guy in office in Congress. It's insane.
Exactly. Well, like you say, by comparison, here's Trump, walking down those stairs carefully. It was wet and that sort of thing. And then you got Joe Biden trying to walk up the stairs to Air Force One. He's falling over, and you're thinking, oh, my God. I mean, I got to tell you, John, I'm watching that, and I'm thinking, this guy's going to go head over heels all the way down to the bottom. And,
multiple times.
I mean, Exactly. I mean, it's like, you know, and you waited for, you know, some kind of meme that goes, I've fallen and I can't get up, you know. It's like, it's sad. Look at, hey, we're all heading to levels of impairment in our humanity, as we're recalled and as we're, you know, reminded in the Word of God that we're just vapor. We're vapor in this timeline, and we'll come and we will go, and that's our only, you know, that's part of our prayer, John, is that when it's time for us to go, that we go gracefully. That's my prayer, is that, but, you know, hey, look, at the human experience is such is that it's not necessarily for the faint of heart, and get ready. All manner of exits, you know, are available. We've got more from John Fleetwood after this.
Nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Did you know that another name for India is Hindustan? It literally means place of Hindus. Consequently, Christians in India are often told they don't belong there and they encounter severe religious persecution. The Tide Ministry is dedicated to expanding God's kingdom into regions that have yet to hear of the gospel, and listeners often write to thank us for sharing the good news. Praise God that people are responding to the gospel message despite the persecution that follows. In areas that have severe persecution, the need for the gospel becomes even greater. People are desperate for hope, and we at the Tide Ministry are committed to pointing them to Jesus as their Savior and a solid foundation to stand on. To learn how you can help the Tide Ministry share the good news of Christ in places like India and other regions around the globe, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Thank you.
independent. Okay, maybe a little bit ornery. Hey, what the heck, you know? That's what you like about this. Good to have you with us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, John Fleetwood from American Faith is with us. John, another feature, a news-breaking item that you have at American Faith of note that people should be aware of. You know, we see the travesty at our southern border. I mean, there's danger at every turn here. And you're reporting that nearly 750 illegal aliens, and this is what we can count, okay? This is really an estimate because some, you have no idea. There's reports as some of these migrants are coming into the United States going, yeah, we passed bodies on the way. There, people are dead. You know, people were even tied to trees. These women have been tied to trees, like the old Asherah pole type of, sexual, crud that went on, you know, years and years ago, thousands of years ago, and how women were mistreated and abused. And here it is in the 22nd century. Here we are. We're going through this stuff, 20th century, and we're dealing with this stuff, you know. And it's disgusting, you know, what is happening to these people. And Joe Biden is telling them, buenvenidos, come on in, then. And people are dying, and our borders open. We got fentanyl coming in by the millions of pills that are killing our young people. And the Democrats are not saying anything about it. They're all quiet. And these are the same people that you want to elect to have control of the levers of our government once more? Are you kidding me?
Well, and these people are dying, as you say. And this is from the Media Research Center that we posted on American Faith. The headline was, nearly 750 illegal aliens have died crossing the U.S. border this fiscal year. 750. So if the left, if they care so much about these migrants, why are they allowing the border to be in such a state that there are 750 of them who are dying? They don't really care about these people. What they care about is pushing a message. And here's what I don't get, Bill. I juxtapose what's going on with the southern border, how Biden hasn't been there to fix it. He hasn't even gone to check it out and do anything like a president should. I juxtapose what's going on with the southern border and how there's Joe Biden's doing nothing about it with the 87,000 new IRS agents that the U.S. government is now going to use. They say on, oh, it's only going to be the richest of the rich. But then they're doing these scenarios that you're seeing, video of it, where these IRS agents are being trained, and they're going after like small business people, and they're doing these mock scenarios where they're breaking into just, it looks like a blue collar home. So these agents aren't going to be going for like the top 1%. By the way, the top 1%, they've got lawyers where they can handle stuff like this. The average blue collar, you know, hard working American is not going to have those kind of luxuries. So I just wonder why. Question is, why would Biden be ignoring what's going on at the border? Like, but send some of those, whoever you're hiring, send the border instead of financially harassing the average American.
Right. Exactly. Well, because this isn't being done by accident. And you know this, John. You've been studying this for a long time, and you can't excuse it as just a mistake. I mean, this is all being done purposeful. The intent all plays into the hands of the globalist agenda. And what you have to do, you got to remember, I mean, the crown jewel here is America. If they can get America to topple, I mean, the world is
and
done.
They have to. They have to topple America because America is a lot of us are nationalists, and that's why they hate Trump so much, because Trump is a nationalist. That means he wants to protect and make more successful his own nation. That's what nationalism is. It's not as bad as the LA Times or New York Times or CNN or ABC or MSNBC.
You're going to tell me China's not nationalist? You're going to tell me Iran's not nationalist? You're going to tell me Russia is not nationalist?
That's right. So they have to bring down. They have to bring down the U.S. because we're the strongest, because we're the most prosperous. We a strong nationalist country who's looking out for themselves and they want to be independent is a stumbling block. It's a roadblock for globalism, which is one entity, one organization having control over every country. That organization can't have control over every country if one of those countries, like America, is trying to be independent. So they have to, take it down, as you say.
Exactly. John, don't you think that Klaus Schwab and these globalist Gates and that are just licking their chops right now, seeing where America is with this lack of leadership, and lack of leadership at all turns here, whether we're talking 542 elected officials, the President of the United States? I mean, America, our democratic republic, I don't know if we've been at such a greater risk than maybe the Civil War. What do you think?
No, we're in unprecedented territory because you have guys like Klaus Schwab, who's a Marxist, and he's a globalist, and he wants to be at the top and have all of the control, and he says that we'll own nothing and be happy. This guy has admitted that in his words, that he has penetrated the cabinets of the world government with his own agents, namely through his Young Global Leaders program, where he has been training up for decades people like Putin, people like Zelensky, people like Dan Crenshaw, all part of this Young Global Leaders program, who's up in Canada, Justin Trudeau, Angela Merkel when she was serving, Macron. There are all these young global leaders. What's her name? The new PM over in the UK, is it Truss?
Truss.
Is that her
name? Yes, Truss. Yeah.
She has her own little bio on the World Economic Forum. So there has been an effort over the past few decades by this World Economic Forum to inject their people into the cabinets across the world governments, and they've been successful. It's really unprecedented. And the terrifying thing is, as we said before, their main goal is globalism. And as I say, you can't have globalism if you have individual countries like the United States trying to stick up for itself. So they have to take it down. It's a concerted effort. It is happening. It is underway. But Bill, people are starting to wake up to it because you've got like this GOP bill that's blocking taxpayer funding to the World Economic Forum. They're calling it the Defund Davos Act. I don't know if you've heard about this, but it's
interesting,
and I stumbled across it. But okay, so there are Republicans in Congress, and this is good news, Bill. They've introduced a bill, it's H.R. 8748, to prohibit funding to the World Economic Forum, the globalist think tank pushing that anti-American Great Reset. So the legislation is sponsored by House of Representatives Scott Perry, Tom Tiffany, and Lauren Boebert, and it will block U.S. taxpayer funds from subsidizing the World Economic Forum's agenda. And we have that up on American Faith right now. You can read the bill there, too. But, Bill, people are starting to wake up to this. I mean, you hardly heard anybody talk about World Economic Forum, except maybe guys like Alex Jones and, you know, here and there out in the ether. Now everybody's talking about it. Glenn Beck is talking about it. People are starting to wake up to it, Bill. Something to be thankful for.
See, they're just catching up to you and me now, John. That's it, you know, and it's about time they're welcome to the fold here, because in pursuit of the truth, I mean, the truth will set you free, and this is why we are so committed to it. You know, and the thing is that this is what has been foretold about this country, is that it wouldn't be an outside agency that would topple the United States. It would be from the inside out. And so, okay, we may win this battle, but how many other battles have we been asleep over and through our apathy have allowed the enemy to reside within and do grave damage to this country? But we can still take it back. It's not over yet, ladies and gentlemen, but it requires Americans to stand up for those things that we believe in, our Constitution, which they want us to believe, John, that, oh, it's really outlived itself. Oh, really? Like they've got something better, right? It's amazing. That's the hubris of it all, right?
God, right.
I'm telling you.
Right back.
You got it. John Fleetwood, the managing editor for American Faith. Thank you, John. Take care. Godspeed, my friend.
See you, Bill.
This view was worth a hike.
Right?
And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Queen has died. Long live the King. King Charles III will address the mourning world today from England. With America no longer able to help Europe combat its energy crisis due to Russia's shutting down of a major pipeline and President Biden's extreme regulations on the gas and oil industries in the United States, European energy ministers are meeting today in Brussels. Diplomats said the countries are keen on the idea of imposing a cap on the revenue earned by nuclear, renewable, and other non-gas producers of electricity. A Democrat politician is being held without bail after being accused of murdering a journalist but exposed his illegal activities. The Democrat is Clark County Public Administrator Robert Tellis out in Nevada. Police say DNA at the home where Jeff Germain was murdered matched that of the politician. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Rob Jackson is going to be joining us. He is the licensed counselor with Focus on the Family's Counseling Service, and we're going to be talking about something that is, boy, I'll tell you, if it is not a modern pandemic, it is becoming one, and that is a depression. In light of all this going on, I mean, we already deal with an increased number of suicides among the military, as it's been well documented. We've talked about it many times on the show. We've got young kids. And Rob, you would know better than I would about this, but we've got young teenagers who are dying of suicide at record numbers. You know, depression is reigning over this country and our culture like never before. We're battling trauma. There's marital family conflict, and as if that's not enough, Rob says finding a good therapist can be tough. In fact, over half of those in need of counseling, they don't receive it, with 65% of therapists saying, look, their hands are full, they're at capacity, they can't take anymore. So what can we do to find, you know, good Christian counselors? Rob, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks, Bill. Great to be with you again.
Yes, Rob laid out the situation. You know, suicide rate is through the roof right now. Depression is really got a hold of our country, and you know, we can talk about it in a spiritual level and say, look, you know, we're reaping what we've sown. You know, when you turn your back on God, I mean, who can you turn to that is the answer for whatever trauma, whatever marital conflict or family conflict or depression you may be dealing with? How do you do that? I don't know of anybody politically, you know, spiritually that can even begin to approximate the capacity that God has to be the answer and the solution to our problems. Do you?
I totally agree. It's our union with Christ that really makes life worth living. It empowers us to do what we cannot do on our own. And so many times we forget that, you know, Christ said as he was ascending, look, my Father will send you another helper, the Comforter. And if there was ever a time we're needing comfort, we're needing it now.
Right. Well, and also the word calls us. I understand, Rob, you're a counselor, and I'm not trying to, you know, get reckless in here. Counselors serve a great purpose in the body of Christ. And when you have an obvious shortage like we have right now, it says, wow, we need to lead in God. You know, what is God's prescription when you're dealing with tough times? Doesn't it say that, you know, we should, come together with people that we trust, that can hold confidence, that we would, that we would confess our sins one to another, that we would pray for each other, that we would be healed? I mean, that is a modern day prescription. And maybe for those that cannot find a therapist or even a good therapist, you know, it's like my kids used to say, you know, why don't you just do what God says?
Yeah, I agree. I think, Bill, it's kind of, you know, we've got this de-churching movement where so many people have left the church, or maybe because of COVID, the church is shut down, or maybe it's not what they once remembered. And sometimes they don't have relationships with their pastors or their elders or their deacons. Sometimes there's not the trust there in the confidence. Sometimes there's not the trust there in the ability. And then other times they go to a pastor and maybe the pastor says, for reasons we don't fully understand, you know, well, look, I'm going to have to refer you. You know, maybe it's above the expertise, or maybe, you know, it's a time management thing. But we've got people in crisis who are not necessarily seeking out the body of Christ.
What do you say to those churches? You know, like you say, because I hear that a lot, Rob, where, you know, people, you know, and they react. I mean, they think, okay, well, the church has to know, right? I'm lost here, and so I'll go to the church. And then you go to the church, and they're ill-equipped. It's like, wait a minute, what are you doing? You know, why, you know, how can you afford not to be equipped to be able to discern somebody who comes in with a need, and you say, okay, that's not my gift. Okay, that's not your gift. But who in your body of believers has that gift that they can be, that they can be designated to find the answer? Because that's when the body starts working together, and Christ Church makes a difference, does it not, when it's in that kind of operative form?
Absolutely. And I think this is kind of a commentary on our times, but it's almost like when counseling secularly became bigger and then Christian counseling followed, it's like many churches kind of relegated that to these two groups. And sometimes even pastors were made to feel inadequate. And I'm always saying to my clients, if you're working with me, I want you working with your pastor. You know, your pastor is going to provide some foundational support in his role that only he can fulfill. And if the pastor says, well, here's another elder, that's equally good. Or if the pastor designates to a church member who's gifted in this area, equally good, but get your pastor involved.
Mm-hmm. And also the other thing too, Rob, I found is that not only your pastor, but, you know, how often are you in the Word of God?
Amen. Yeah.
You know, I mean, we take the Word of God. We have a Bible on our shelf that's, you know, gathering dust. And here it is, the weapons of our warfare, everything we need for life and to deal with these things, we don't even go to. You know, I was just recently reading a book. I don't know if you're familiar with Stephen Scott. And he's got a new book called Out the Joseph Principles, which he had, and he came on the show. He's very gracious enough to come on the show, and we talked about it. And one of my biggest takeaways about dealing with depression was that he says, look, depression will reign in the past and also the future. If you're focused on things of the past, your anxiety and depression will amp up in those two bookends of life, whether it's the past or, you know, or the future. He says this is where, and where you find God and where you find his peace is in the present. And his encouragement was that, you know, as an anecdote here to depression, is be mindful of when you are anchoring in the past or too much in the future. And that this is where the Word of God comes in, is that it brings you into the present time, and in the presence of God, where healing can truly take place and where you can truly find refreshment. Have you found that to be the case, Rob?
That is so true. In fact, you know, I'm 61, and when I was in middle school, high school, and college, I suffered 7 years of panic disorder. And I told my wife last week, here I am, 61 years of age, by grace, growing in the Lord, growing in the Word, growing in prayer. I wish I had known then what I know now, because I think a lot of my anxiety and depression could have been averted.
Mm. But again, God in his grace and mercy takes that, which is, again, you know, looking at the Joseph principles, you know, we're reminded of what, you know, the evil one meant for bad. God turns to good, right? So you can draw out of this experience. And what dimension does this add to your counseling and your gifting?
Well, it helps me to understand people better because I can be empathetic. I can say, you know, I've been there. You know, when I sometimes meet the person who is, you know, suicide-minded, I can say, look, I've been there. I was on the side of the highway late at night, wondering which truck I was going to walk out in front of. Mm. And I celebrate that God was there for me. You know, he stayed me. He kept me. And I have much encouragement for what God is doing through the school of adversity. You know, you mentioned at the top how much depression we have in our country. Well, that's very true. And we can go back and look at the adversity that we brought on ourselves and that we're having for any number of reasons. And God is saying, you know, if you will humble yourselves and pray, I can come in and heal your land. He can heal us. And so it goes back to wandering from God. We're in the wilderness. Now we need to press on and get to the promised land.
Amen. Rob Jackson, 30 seconds left. Where do people need to go, you know, to get more information on how to find a good counselor and more information? What are the resources available to them through Focus on the Family?
Yeah, call us at 800, the letter A, the word family, 800-A-FAMILY, or if you're online, go to focusonthefamily.com/get-help.
Rob Jackson, God bless you. Thank you for being with us. I appreciate you.
Oh, Bill, thank you. I've loved it.
Hey, folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824, 800-475-6824, 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that make
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez. It's always great to have you along with us for the ride here and join the show. For more information, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. Well, Kirk Cameron is back with us. They're going to be talking about his new movie, Life Mark, an incredible new movie that he and the Kendrick brothers have come together on to talk about adoption. By the way, this is going to be a Fathom event in movie theaters nationwide starting on the 9th this week for a 7-day run, which is quite unusual for a Fathom event. Usually you get one or two runs. But they know that this is going to be an awesome event and an awesome run. And Kirk, welcome to the show. Good to have you back with us. How are you?
Hey, this is Alex and Stephen Kendrick. And so we're the Kendrick brothers that are working with Kirk on the movie.
Forgive me. They told me Kirk Cameron, so forgive me, of course. Well, good to have you guys on. Well, what a treat to have. Well, congratulations on this movie. I mean, the timing of this movie is really is a godsend, isn't it, Alex?
It is. It's incredible. You know, Kirk did call us in 2019 and said, guys, you've got to watch this story I just found. It's a true story. And basically, it's an 18-year-old girl who rolls off the abortion table at the last second, chooses adoption for her baby, and then that baby was adopted. The baby's name is David. He was adopted by a wonderful family. And 18 years later, he gets to meet his biological mother. When they met, it was filmed by a friend, and the biological mother thought he would hate her, and he wraps her up in a loving hug and cries with her and just says, thank you, thank you, thank you for the decision you made letting me be adopted. I love my family. And she just wept, and so it brought a lot of healing to her. They both now speak around the country about the value of life and adoption. It was such an awesome story. We said, this has got to be a feature film.
Stephen, you're very familiar with adoption. You depicted it last time in your documentary, which was so touching and so wonderful and a blessing. This story, again, reinforces the importance of the biological parent. There's something not to be denied there, that though you are, maybe you've decided to go a different route and give your child an option for life, like what Melissa did. It seems to be a universal trait, doesn't it?
Well, I think that God has a heart for the widows and the orphans. Scripture says the most vulnerable among us. And you think about just putting yourself in those shoes. What if you were born into a home and your mom couldn't take care of you? And she made the decision, though, to choose love by putting you in a family that could take care of you and raise you. And Melissa Coles did this. And it was so difficult for her because she was a teenager, she was afraid, she was alone, and everything was against her, pressing her to just abort this child. And she chose life for David, and when she held him after she had the baby, she wanted to keep him. And so, but she has made this decision to put him up for adoption. 19 years later, she gets to meet him, and she's afraid. And we shot this movie in perfect alignment with the documentary. People are going to be riveted by the story. They're going to be laughing one minute. They'll be crying the next. It's so inspirational. Right now, across America, people need to realize the beauty of adoption. And we need to rise up and in our communities and not only support teenagers in unwanted pregnancies, but show compassion for the child in their wombs and show compassion for these people that would love to have children but can't. My adoption story was unique because we had four biological children already. I was supportive of adoption for other people. I didn't really think that was for us, but God turned our hearts, and He gives you the same love for an adopted child as He does your biological children. So we're so thrilled that LifeMark is coming out all across the nation this coming Friday night. We think it's going to change so many hearts and lives, and it's a beautiful, inspirational story.
Well, and the thing is, Alex, this isn't a one-and-done type of story. I mean, this is the kind of story that you hear repeatedly that, you know, the mainstream media doesn't want to talk about it. Those that are promoting the opposite, you know, the abortionists and that, they're not going to promote or discuss anything that offers any kind of redemption or hope, right?
That's right. You know, they're so focused on rights of the mother, rights of the mother. Yeah, but life is valuable, precious, and beautiful, and you can't just throw away this child that would have his own life. You know, he's going to be somebody's best friend one day, and the fact that God gives us life as a gift, we should never throw it away. So this movie is another true example of how it could turn out. And yes, adoption is not always an easy road, and choosing to let your child be adopted is not always an easy road, but it's worth it. Mm-hmm. It's because you have so many couples that say, our home is open to a child. We want to adopt. And that line is long. We were stunned to find out how many couples by the hundreds of thousands are waiting to adopt. So this story just reminds us life is precious and beautiful and should be fought for.
And the other thing that you brought out in the film, which is so important because this is something that I hear consistently, Alex, is that she knew David's birthday. She held that in her heart constantly, didn't she?
She did. And, you know, and when they reconnected and they, you know, they both speak now about their story, they both look at this whole scenario so differently than the world does. The world is promoting rights of the mother. Get an abortion. It's inconvenient. But, you know, when we treat life as an inconvenience, that's already the bad perspective. You know, that, I mean, you even look back at slavery. When one race treats another race as you're here for my convenience, it's terrible. We're devaluing life. So to value life is the loving choice.
Exactly. Well, Stephen, what was it like to kind of step back a little bit? I mean, you didn't direct this. Kevin Peoples did. So you keep back away from, you know, a little bit of the director's chair. So talk about the importance of mentoring other filmmakers, if you would.
Well, Alex and I are big believers in pouring into the next generation. We're super grateful for the people that poured into us. And we're enjoying now going from always having a quarterback on the field to move into coaching on the sidelines and cheering on other guys. Kevin is a creative director. It was great to collaborate with him on this film. And there's so many things that are unique about Life, Mark. Not only is it a true story, but we actually de-aged the actors 20 years in some of the scenes to show Kirk Cameron 20 years younger over the course of this journey of adoption, because Kirk plays the adopted father. But I think this movie has something for everybody. I think if you like skydiving, if you like funny movies, if you like emotional stories, this movie, Life, Mark, is going to have something for you.
Well, like you say, it is emotional ride. Bring some tissues. You'll use them. Bring some extras, because the person sitting next to you would probably like to use them as well. Speaking of Kirk, maybe because I'm a Marine, I don't know, but who the heck taught him how to fold towels? I can't imagine that his wife taught. Did you notice how he kind of folded the towel? He's a mess.
Yeah. we're gonna have to point that out to him. That's hilarious.
I can't imagine with six kids and his wife and everything, he hasn't learned how to fold a towel by now.
He was focused on his lines, I think, in that scene. So that's hilarious.
Without a doubt. Well, this film is pro-family, pro-reconciliation, pro-forgiveness, and so much more. How do you think this film is going to impact how people view adoption, Alex?
I think, you know, when you see that it is a true story and you watch how it turns out, your mind opens up to, wow, this can really happen in a healthy way, in a beneficial way, and there's no guilt in this. You know, when you preserve the life of this baby and you're honoring its maker, you know, God gives this life. Let's value it. Let's love others enough to not throw life away. And so I think it's going to change a lot of hearts and minds. And, again, we can't wait for its impact. It's hard to argue with a true story.
Exactly. And, Stephen, more people are talking about adoption, especially in light of the reversal of Roe v. Wade. I say reversal. It just basically put it back to the states. Sadly, abortion is still part of the culture. But reality, since 1973, when Roe was passed and approved, I shouldn't say passed, but approved and decided by the Supreme Court, we've got a lot of experience. And experience has changed the hearts of women and men, and continuing number of men who are being affected and realizing, oh my God, I've participated in this Holocaust.
Well, and we want to show compassion for everyone at every level. You know, there are those that will, I call it lopsided fake compassion, when they say at the price of the innocent blood of the unborn, we're willing to choose money for different organizations. For us to come back and say, hey, let's show compassion for teenagers or young women that are pregnant in an unwanted pregnancy. Let's surround them and give them the support they need. But let's also show compassion for the innocent child in their womb that has no voice. Let's show compassion for these people that would love to have children and they can't, but would love to adopt. And let's show compassion for those that have had abortions in the past, and they're dealing with the secret, the shame, the guilt of that that's hovering over them. And at the end of this film, we actually speak to the audience in the theaters, and we talk about how you can find healing if you've had an abortion in the past. We talk about how if you're somebody who's interested in adoption, we have adoption resources for you. And if you're someone that's in an unwanted pregnancy and you're afraid, that you can show compassion for the child in your womb, and there's hope for you.
Well, we got to put a wrap on this interview. Thank you guys so much for coming on and talking about Life, Mark. Where can audience go to find out more about the film and purchase tickets to Life, Mark? That's going to be released this Friday, right?
Yeah, LifeMarkMovie.com. LifeMarkMovie.com. You can find theaters there, see the trailer, and all kinds of other stuff. So LifeMarkMovie.com.
Well, there they are, the infamous Kendrick brothers, Alex and Stephen. Thank you so much, guys, for being with us. All the best to you. Take care. God bless.
God bless.
Thank you, Bill. Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict the stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Hi, this